From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama today met with people whose family members died when the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that the president offered condolences and discussed safety measures with them.
According to the White House, President Obama spoke with each of the family members individually. He told them his administration will be there for them long after the cameras are gone. The White House says Mr. Obama also told the families that while offshore drilling is part of the country's overall energy strategy, new deep water drilling is on hold until the proper safety measures are in place to ensure that such a tragedy never happens again. Earlier in the day, he talked about safety measures with bipartisan congressional leaders at the White House. After that meeting, he told reporters the existing law governing oil spills was passed when people didn't envision drilling 4 miles under the sea for oil. He said members from both parties agreed that the Oil Pollution Act needs to be updated. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A trial is being held in Los Angeles for a former transit police officer accused of fatally shooting an unarmed passenger in Oakland on New Year's Day last year. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
BART police officer Johannes Messerly faces a second-degree murder charge after killing 22-year-old Oscar Grant. There are several video recordings of the incident. The defense claims Messerly meant to use his taser and that the shooting was a tragic mistake. Prosecutors say the shooting was intentional and resulted from emotion taking over for discipline. Outside the courthouse, the victim's mother, Wanda Johnson, says she still mourns her slain son.
Every night and every day, it was a senseless killing.
The trial was moved to Los Angeles from Oakland due to pretrial publicity. It is expected to last through the month. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the fatal shooting of a Mexican teenager by a U.S. Border Patrol agent is extremely regrettable. Holder also says that the FBI is investigating the shooting near El Paso as officials on both sides of the border continue to crack down on illegal drug trafficking. He says large amounts of drugs were confiscated in an operation just yesterday.
We took more than 90 pounds of heroin and more than 2,900 pounds of marijuana, as well as other illegal drugs off our streets, and we seized more than $5 million in U.S. currency. And let me be clear, that was yesterday alone.
Holder says in the past 22 months, law enforcement officials have arrested more than 2,200 people under so-called Project Deliverance. He says it's an effort focusing on transportation networks for methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, and marijuana distribution into the United States. Stocks rebounded on Wall Street today as investors responded favorably to news that jobless claims have fallen. The Dow Industrials gained 273 points, or more than 2.5%. This is NPR News. Army Secretary John McHugh is apologizing over the apparent mismanagement of Arlington National Cemetery. An investigation finds that some remains have been misidentified or misplaced. The deputy superintendent at Arlington is on administrative leave for allegedly making false statements to investigators, and his boss is scheduled to retire next month. Army Inspector General Steve Witkin says there is no indication of intentional wrongdoing, but he says that mistakes at Arlington Cemetery are not acceptable. The city of New York has bumped up its settlement offer to rescue workers sickened during rescue and cleanup operations after 9/11. NPR's Robert Smith says the judge rejected the last deal as being too cheap.
New York City initially offered up to $657 million to the more than 10,000 construction and rescue workers. They claimed that working on the smoking remains of the World Trade Center gave them respiratory disease and cancer. Judge Alvin Hellerstein rejected this first settlement and told the lawyers in the case that they were taking too large a cut. In today's deal, New York City's insurance fund is offering up to $712 million to the workers. Lawyers have agreed to cap their fee at 25%. The most severely disabled workers may get over $1 million each. The settlement still needs to be approved by the judge, but he called it a very good deal in court. The settlement also must be ratified by 95% of the plaintiffs in the case. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Rescue boats and a plane are searching for a 16-year-old California girl trying to become the youngest person to sail solo around the world. Abby Sunderland lost contact with her parents by phone today and sent a distress signal about 2,000 miles east of Madagascar. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.